Astronomical Birthday. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the International Space Station since the first group of astronauts arrived at the ISS on November 2nd, 2000. As a milestone of space exploration, the ISS didn't come cheap. It cost about 989 billion yuan, took decades to build, and is by far the world's largest space project. When it comes to achievements, ISS has accommodated at least 3,000 research projects, from research on Alzheimer's to toothpaste. But still, with the 26 billion yuan bill annually, ISS can't make ends meet. NASA has been promoting to commercialize ISS. In 2019, NASA announced that ISS would be open for business to private citizens. According to Reuters, NASA will allow up to 2 private trips to the station per year, each lasting up to 30 days. NASA estimated that the cost of a flight would be around $50 million per seat. However, ISS isn't in the same state as it was in its youth. After 20 years of circling Earth, ISS has suffered multiple problems. For example, there have been several air leak issues, the most recent of which was announced by NASA on September 29th. Meanwhile, without enough propellant, ISS will not stay in orbit and could fall, leading to disaster. Worst case, I guess it's 9/11, right? Jonathan McDowell, an astronomer at Harvard, told space.com. Because it's at worst case a plane crashing, part of which is in a populated area. So how can the space station make a safe re-entry? Despite certain risks, NASA is considering a scheduled deorbit, maneuvering the station to a special angle in its orbit, making the re-entry more predictable and allowing managers to target the debris to vast, sparsely populated southern Pacific Ocean. An alternative is to launch new station modules to replace the old ones. Each module is going to be designed with its own guidance, navigation and control, its own thruster capabilities, said Christian Mander, director of in-space manufacturing and research for Houston-based company Axonim. So when they need to, they can separate and return through Earth's atmosphere on their own. For now, ISS will continue through at least 2024.